racing.
Welcome to Mocker's Mail.
This is the big one of the year.
Proudly brought to you by Mintbet. Make a game of it.
What a race!
Mail that finds the rail.
What a finish! An electrifying race.
Hello, everyone. Mock, good to see you. Yes, the pay dispute has been reconciled. I'm on the big bucks now. It's good to be back. How are you, Mock?
You should be on the big bucks if you've been following Mocker's Mint Mail. Another winning week. The eel has returned, slithered back into the studio. It's wonderful to see you.
It is good to be here. I mean, yes, it was a good week last week, especially on the Saturday. Positive result, plus 7.75 units, which was good to see.
Yeah, a bit of a bounce back. Sandown wasn't so flash. We only found one winner of about seven bets, I think, on Thursday night. But on Saturday, we bounced back well. We had a very good win with Tokyo Heist. I think it was one of the Too Fast, Too Furious versions, Tokyo Heist. He certainly got out in front and stole the money, and it was a very impressive win early on from Gambella, who was short but very sweet. So we had a nice win on Saturday, another winning week for
yes.
the followers.
Well, that's good. As well as that, there was you sent through a few audibles on maybe the Sunday or the Monday, which,
yes.
you know, they got one of them got up as well at a good price. And that's probably the main thing about the Mocker's Mint Mail is there is the WhatsApp chat to get into where you do get those audibles throughout the week when Mocker's feeling a bit frisky.
Yes.
And that's just found at mintsports.com.au/graze.
It's pretty random stuff too. I was having a look at the sale fields on Sunday night. I don't often bet out there, but there's a few I liked and put three of them up. One of them got up at $4.50 or so. So we had a win on Sunday night as well.
I am waiting for the 2 a.m. Perry bar tip, just for the real sickos of the world.
Don't tip me.
But we'll see. We'll see. Well, Mark, that was the good stuff. Now let's talk about something a little bit bad.
Mocker's Mongrel.
I hear this is a two-time offender.
Oh, look, you know, with a caveat of me being an idiot, we had a good – I had – a good long rant about poor Yasmin last week. And I did enjoy in the post-prod where there's a little bit of crickets running over me at the end as I kept going on and on and on. But, look, she was in on Saturday night again and she did exactly the same thing as she did the last two times. She sat outside the leader. She stuck her head across and she messed around and she ruined its chances as well as hers. And the most frustrating part, of course, is I marked up my markets for Saturday and I popped her up about $2.05 and she came up $2.40 and we had to bet on her. We didn't have to bet on her, but we chose to bet on her. There's the crickets again. And deservedly so. And look, so don't bet on unreliable dogs is the key. I might learn that lesson one day, but please, listeners, take it in yourselves. Poor Yasmin's been given a warning now, so she'll get another crack to get up to her usual shenanigans.
Sounds like the AFL's drug policy.
It is.
She's getting a few strikes here.
She's the new star of the dodgy dog that is hard to follow. But one of our old favourites in that is back on Thursday night, actually. Succeed is back in town, first up in a really good race. So he's a tough one to follow as well. But, yes, the Mongrel for the second week in a row. It's a prestigious club joining Lakeview Emily, and Drill Sergeant is poor Yasmin.
We should actually start collating all these mongrels into sort of an all-Australian team.
I like it.
That would be good.
Absolutely.
Real super coach team vibes.
Boxes 1 through 8 of the mongrels.
It's not bad. All right, Mock, that's the bad stuff out of the way.
Who's a good boy? It's Mocker's best mate.
Who is it, Mock?
It's an interesting meeting on Thursday night at Sandown. There's some really good free-for-alls. There's two. There's a 5:15 free-for-all, which is an absolutely cracking race. I can't find a bet in it, but you've got In the Hub's back, Bagman's in it, Freddie Rose is in it. And then there's a 5:95 free-for-all with Kenya All-Class getting up in class against the aforementioned Succeed and a few others. But it's a hard night to find a lot of bets, but I have found one I think will be winning. So our best mate is in race 5. It's a grade 5, 5:15. It's one of the stronger grade 5s of the night, but I'm really keen on race 5, number 6, Bun Storm. Went over to Adelaide in recent weeks. She did to go in the South Australian Oaks and Group 3 there. She wasn't great in her heat, but she qualified. Then she won the final very impressively in a very good time. Before that, she was in excellent form, particularly around the Meadows. But there's nothing very much wrong with her Sandown form. She's drawn perhaps a little bit sticky out in six, but most of the paces to the inside, Shimmer Steel, Run for Shelter, Drawn 2 and 3, they'll be the front runners. There's not a heap of pace 1, 4 and 5, so she should be able to get across reasonably well. Zipping Kai outside her might cause a bit of bother, but if she steps clean, she's going to get a reasonable card across. She's going to lob third. She might even get the fence. And at the back end, she's got a fair bit on these. I've marked her sort of in the $2.40 range. I think she comes up favourite. I'm hoping $2.50, $2.60. We can get a bet on her. But I think she's the best on a tough night. Race 5, number 6, Bun Storm.
Very good. Now, so how long do you reckon you have between the markets going up, let's say $2.50, $2.60, and being able to get your bet on?
It's a very good question.
How quick do you need to be?
The markets, by and large, go up about 9 o'clock on the Thursday morning for Sandown across the big wagering providers. Bets at 365, boo, go up a little bit earlier than that, probably the night before. But most of the time you can start getting set. But the smarties knock those prices off literally within a minute and start knocking those markets into shape. I try not to put our bets up with those early prices on it if I can avoid it. I'm trying to get prices up that people can actually take. So if it comes up like 280, 290 and the smarties knock it into 240, I won't be saying, oh, we've got 280 or 290. It's the prices that are available when I put them up now. But, you know, if you know when the markets are coming out and you've marked your own markets, then you've got a reasonable idea of what's value. But there's plenty of people who do that sniping and make a reasonable earn out of it. So until such time as they get limited, they can make a bit of a coin. But you know, we try and wait a little bit.
Yeah, you can almost wait till the jump and it drifts back out to your price, especially back it with mint bet as well.
Correct, and that happens quite often. There's actually good education there that the ones that get bet early can get overbet and get well inside the price they should be, and they do roll out as the percentages increase. And mint bet prices go up and are always very competitive, so do keep an eye on that.
Well, there's a bit of punters education for you. Just remember, punters, imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelp.org.au. Well, that's the best mock. Now let's get real loose with the value.
Mocker's value.
All right, Mock.
It's a tricky race 10, grade 5 over the 5.95. It's possible the one I'm going to label the value might actually be the favourite, but I think it's good value because I think it's very well suited the way this race is going to set up. Value will be race 10, number 8, West Star. Now, box 8 at Sandown at the 5.95 is no one's idea of a good time. 8.3% winning percentage out of a full field there over the last 3 or 4 years. So it's not an easy box to jump from. But what we've got for West Star is you've got Double Denim in 7, who is either going to fly the lids and give her a beautiful card across, or it's going to mess up the start like it did last week and give West Star the chance to get across. Not a heap of pace towards the inside. Dennis and Frisbee in 1 is probably going to lead that division. The ones in the middle are Son of Bale and Franco, probably going to get bumpy into each other. Should be room out wide. Now, pink box, tough box. You need a price out there, but usually the market gives you that sort of price of box 8. West Star came out of a really good race last week, got a lot of interference early in the race behind the one that was won by Drill Sergeant and made decent mid-race ground. This is probably a little bit weaker. If it gets that card across, sits second or third in the run, or it might even lead, there's not as many strong ones here and should be settling in front of them as well. I've marked $4.40 at this stage, hoping to get $5. The favourite may be Dennison Frisbee. There's also Len Franco in this race, who's extremely talented. He's first up, but will have its market advisors. And Double Denim, you know, ran fantastic time 2 starts back, so certainly the market will find it as well. So I'm hoping West Star in the $5 range, out in the pink, and we can get a price to back that. So best value, race 10, number 8, West Star.
Perfect. Now, this next segment is probably my favourite because you don't have to invest too much to get a nice little return.
Which dog we watching this week, Mock? It's Mocker's Bolter.
Couple of bolters have landed the last couple of weeks.
Yes, the bolters have been going well. And it, like you said earlier, the prices don't go up when we're actually recording. So I'm having a fair guess which ones are going to come up a reasonable price. But the one I do like is very early in the night, and it's a hard race. It's the first race of the card, obviously. Mixed 6-7 over 5.15, and there's some reasonably good dogs drawn out wide, sort of 6 and 7, Vista Istrium, Whiskey Trip. But the one I'm going to go for the Bolter is race one, number four, Daintree Astor. This hasn't got much pace in it at all, this race. The only other dog that's got any reasonable pace is outside Daintree Astor once more, who will hold a line, and Daintree Astor is going to head to the fence from four, no pace inside it. So it gets to the fence early. Now, it's got a 2 from 22 record, which is not a good dog's record. And usually, you know, dogs that have that sort of record aren't running around in metro races. But this one, it's raced here at Sandown twice, run second once and third the other time. Two starts back in a very similar race. It ran second behind Poor Frederick, who would be favourite here. And it's going to lead. Now, its prices, its market profile is probably going to be $7, $8, $9. It was $10 in that race I'm referencing earlier. So we should be able to get a price about it. The dog's outside, it'll be the favourites, but they've got the trickier maps. We're hoping to find the leader, maybe an each way job, and get a collect early in the night. So the Bolter, race one, number four, Daintree Astor.
That's what I like to hear. Now, it's time for the segment, which I always makes me think that the producer has something in for you, where he keeps this in the pod, because in reality it shouldn't be here, but, you know, he keeps it going. So let's see what you've got in for us this week.
Line them up, punters. It's Marcus Multi.
Yes, it's the segment that we have all not been waiting for.
They say, Eel, that doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is a definition of insanity. I say it's a definition of tenacity. We're going to stick at it.
Perseverance.
Until we land one. And I've come up with a way to get it. It's a three-legger, which I know you love.
Yes.
But we're going, a bit like Russia in the 1910s and 1920s, we're going all red. Any race multi here, and we start up towards the top of the program. We're going to start in race two. It's a mixed 6-7 final. They ran the heats last Monday, and then a lot of these dogs ran again on Saturday night at the Meadows. It was a really good race, and one of the dogs that ran quite well in that race is race two, number one, Poor Harry. He's going to get out quickly. He's got a beautiful map. He's got no speed in two, and the three's going to hold a line. There's better dogs in the race, particularly Elliot, drawn out in eight, who's an absolute gun, but it's got an absolutely filthy map. So what I want is to have Poor Harry get out relatively quickly, find the fence, and, you know, if a couple get past him, either early or late, if he finishes top three, we're in the money. So first leg, race two, number one, Poor Harry, top three. We're going to very much replicate that straight into race three, number one, Aston Ping. And again, it's another dog. It's got a very good map from the inside draw. Not necessarily the best dog here, but the best map. And we're just looking for the one that gets the soft run. Tails in behind those leaders and holds on for a place. So it's another top three, race three, number one, Aston Ping for top three. And then again, next race, race four, number one, Fill Your Boots, which we're certainly hoping to do. Stronger grade five here. Fill Your Boots has had some really good runs. 1-3 of 9, three other placings. It's not super quick early, but it's another one that's got a really nice map. There's not a heap of pace in this, so it should be pushing up into second, third, into the first turn, and it's certainly strong enough at the back end. I want that one to be top two, so it's a little bit more risky, but we're going full red, full placings. Try and land one of these and, you know, get the monkey off our back. Any race multi. Race two, number one, Poor Harry, top three. Into race three, number one, Aston Ping, top three. Into race four, number one, Fill Your Boots, top two.
I'm loving the evolution of this multi. So we start off poor, we then ping out of the gates, and we then fill our boots. I'm loving it.
It's very good.
But
we're self-actualizing.
I will stress to the punters who are listening that this will go no good. So if you have any brains about you, please back every other number in the box draw markets and you will fill your boots. Because the one will be short, I'd assume, will it not?
You're absolutely right. Now, the might not be the favourite. Certainly, I think Fill Your Boots might be close to favourite and so will Aston Ping. But we're talking about place dividends, probably $1.60, $1.50. Rolling those together, but you do a few of those. One thing of interest, if you're aware of the Greyhound Recorder website, which has got some news articles, and there's controversy afoot about Box 1 and Box 8 at Sandown, and there's apparently a drop away from Box 1, and the dogs get to run downhill a bit quicker into the first turn at Sandown, and that's why the Box 8 stats are no good. I'm not sure I agree. No, the stats absolutely bear that out from the point of view
of controversy or conspiracy.
Either or. But yeah, some people are saying, oh, it's not even worth running from box eight. You get, and what about the punters? You get a price. You get a price from box eight. And, you know, it's all situational. So everyone knows box eight at Sandown's a hard box. It's always been that way. Some people say it's getting worse. It's an interesting read. Get on and have a look. But from the multi's point of view, we are box one all the time. Get up, you good thing.
I love it. Well, although I might not be backing those number ones, there's a, I have a feeling that there's a number one we'll be backing later in the card.
It's the blast in the last. Mocker's signature move.
Hit me, Mock. What's the signature move today?
Yeah, you're spot on. We're going red again. It's a typical grade five, race 12, twilight hour sort of setup. There's some lifers in here. And one of them is actually the dog we're going to betting on, race 12, number one, Astronomica. And once again, we're finding the dog that's got a really nice map, Astronomica. It's reasonably quick early. I wouldn't say it's fast, but it's quick enough for this grade. What it's got is Keisha in two, who's going to be getting right up off the track, pushing into Aston Marquet and probably Lottie Intention as well, who does leave a bit of room. But yeah, we're going to have dogs pushing out into the middle of the track. The red's going to have all the room back to the inside. Ran in a very similar race last week. I think it ran third as I scroll up the page. No, it was second actually behind Gaping Margin. It was beaten by a Gaping Margin appropriately enough, but it beat the rest okay. It was drawn three there. Loves the inside. I don't think it's going to be a real special price, but it's from the point of view of the Blast and the Last, there's some pretty average animals against it, so it's the one that we want to be with. Blast and the Last, race 12, number one, Astronomica.
Love it. Well, Mock, that was it. That's the Thursday card at Sandown. Now let's have a little look forward into the coming days.
The early word.
All right, Mock, what do we got to look forward to?
So we flagged last week there was some million-dollar chase heats. Finals this week, Wagga on Friday. All four Rebecca Gibbons dogs have made it into the final, so she's going to need to find some handlers or take a truck up. But that's okay. Follow the Band will be the favourite. Ran very well in its heat, and it will be the favourite fastest qualifier. And then the Blacktop final at the Gardens. I'm a Mustang did get through, as did Sunset Frazier, but also a dog that I'm not particularly familiar with, at least until last Friday. Now, Nad El Sheba broke the 29 seconds in its heat win and will be lining up as the favourite in the Blacktop. And that the winner of that will go through to the million-dollar chase. Adelaide's got a carnival coming up. There's a Adelaide Cup heats, I think, in 2 weeks and the final the week after that. And so there's a few getting over there. Very early in the card, actually, there's a race three at Angle Park on Thursday night. We've got Excavation, we've got Hector Fawley, Tim Zoo and Morton all getting around very early in the card. So watch out for that one. I know that Morton had a trial over there and went very well. And Tim Zoo we saw last week, and we know plenty about Excavation and Hector Fawley. So that's going to be a terrific race as well. Adelaide's the next port of call with all the big racing. Then they move to Sydney for the million-dollar chase. And then suddenly we're into spring and summertime in Melbourne, so it's really heating up. So looking forward to dog racing coming up in the next 6 weeks or so.
That's exciting stuff. And I believe there's a certain man who you want to give a big congratulations to.
I do. The Greyhound, Victorian Greyhound caller extraordinaire, Ron Hawkswell, is retiring after 50 years behind the microphone calling the dogs all over Victoria, but certainly the voice of Metropolitan Greyhound Racing for a good 40 years of that, through the Olympic Park days all the way through the Meadows and Sandown across that time. Absolute icon of the sport. And, you know, someone that, you know, many callers, when they start out, they start at the dogs and then they bugger off and go to the more glamorous codes. But the Hawks stayed with the dog racing all the way through, and he was an outstanding caller in his day. He's at his retirement age now, but over the years he's called all the greats from Fernando Bale back through, Brett Lee and Whiskey Assassin and all of those back through. Some of his calls for when the Bold Treese was winning Sandown Cups, just exceptional stuff. So check out an interview that he did on RSN earlier in the week, just reflecting on his time in the game. One of the absolute giants of this sport, and we pay tribute to the Hawk, who has served us so well for so many years. So well done, Ron, and enjoy your retirement.
Very well said, Mock. Very well said. Well, that's another episode for another week, Mock. Hopefully we can land a few winners on the Thursday. And if everyone could make sure that they get into the WhatsApp group for the Saturday meeting, where Mock will obviously hand out another tip sheet with a few more audibles to go along with it, and hopefully not another any race multi. And that's just to be found at mintsports.com.au/grays/. Well
great,
done, Mock.
Great hosting, sir. Good luck, everyone, over the weekend.
Enjoy.
Well, there
have it, folks. Another cracking episode proudly brought to you by MintBet. Make a game of it. Be sure to check us out on socials and head over to mintsports.com.au for the freshest entertainment in sports.
Think, is this a bet you really want to place?